Well, we talk about person of interest. This story is absolutely amazing. And there's a book out called Mauled, Lesson Learned from a Grizzly Bear Attack. And on the other side of that bear attack was a fellow by the name of Jeremy Evans, and he joins us right now. Jeremy, thank you very much for joining us. Can you talk us through this amazing feat?
Well, it all started back on August 24th, 2017. I was out sheep hunting in the remote wilderness of Alberta, kind of in the Rocky Mountains. I was right where the tree line ends and the rocks begin. I was sitting there watching some sheep, and I was watching for sheep. I moved my binoculars down and noticed a little brown thing run in front of me, less than 10 feet away. I knew right away what it was. It was a grizzly bear cub, and I had this overwhelming sensation of, I was in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
Yep.
just quick reaction. I was reaching in my backpack to grab a can of bear spray, and as I was trying to pull it out, I heard a branch break over my right shoulder, and there was Mama. She was on a full charge, less than an arm's reach away. And she had her right paw stretched out, reaching for me. And I remember just seeing her mouth slightly open, and I could see the whites of her eyes. She was right there, and I only had a quick second to react. I literally just grabbed my bicycle, dropped it in front of her, and she ran into my bicycle, and I grabbed my backpack and started beating her over the head with a backpack. While I was doing that, she managed to get a hold of my right hand and actually crunch it against the frame of the pack. And I just remember seeing her bite my hand and feeling her teeth sink right through. And
as she
was grinding away, I could feel you could hear the metal frame of my pack and her teeth kind of grinding on it. And you could just feel the bones kind of separate in your hand. Managed to get my hand away, and then I started bashing over the head with the backpack a little more fierce, and so she got the hint and started to back away, and I started to back up, trying to dig through my backpack to grab my bear spray as I'm backing up, and I took my eyes off her for a second, and when I looked back up, she was about 30 feet away. She turned right around and came charging in for what I call beginning of round two. Like I said, I only had, she's 30 feet away, two leaps. I mean, bears are extremely fast. All I did this time was I threw my backpack at her and said, heck, I hope she likes my lunch, my backpack before me. And I tried to run up the mountainside to get up the hill and jump off the hill into a tree. Well, I managed to get about 60 feet or so away. I started climbing a tree. I got about 5.5-6 feet off the ground, and my right leg was hanging low, and I just remember hearing her huffing as she's running through the bush, and she got to the base of the tree, stood up, and her two front paws wrapped around my right leg, and she was guiding it into her mouth, and she lunged up and bit me right behind the knee, and I just, you can see, she just wrapped right around it. And I mean, I'm in the tree, I'm hanging on, I'm looking down, I can see my leg going in her mouth, and I just see her teeth kind of sink in, and I was thinking, this is going to hurt. But at the time, I didn't feel any pain. She ripped me out of the tree, and I hit the ground pretty hard, and I was in a spruce tree. So as soon as when I got to hit the ground, I crawled underneath the tree and wrapped my arms and legs around the tree, hoping that the spruce browse would be able to protect me from getting clawed and chewed on. And
yeah.
I mean, at first it was working all right. She was clawing at me, and it wasn't really very effective, and she seemed to get frustrated. And she reached through her mouth, and I was laying on my side, and she grabbed me right on the left side in kind of the love handle area and just clamped down, picked me up, and chucked me about 5 feet or so, 5.5-6 feet. I hit the ground really hard. It totally knocked the wind out of me. And I and the first reaction for me was just to curl up in a ball to play dead to protect my head and neck. So I curl up in a ball, and even before I could take a breath, she was on top of me. And her first bite caught me on the left eye, kind of between the corner of the eye and the nose. And one of her teeth caught, one of her front canine teeth caught there, and the other one caught on the other side of my eye. And she clamped down, removing the whole left side of my face, all the way from the eye, all the way down to the lower jaw.
Wow.
Just one swift bite.
Was that the end of it then, Jeremy, or?
Actually, can I just dive in there for one moment, Jeremy? I went to school in Vancouver in Canada, and I joined the Cub Scouts, and we were going on a hike, and they warned us that if we came into contact with bears to not run, and to cover our neck and our heads with our arms and cop whatever you cop, but stay still. I've never heard a more chilling bit of advice in my life. And at this point in the blue, Jeremy, I think most Canadians now, magnificent people, Canadians, they're going to take the gloves off and start fighting the bear now. Yeah, you've annoyed me.
Well, you know, your best bet is, like, it depends on the situation, but in a defense situation where there's cubs, your best bet is to play dead, because what a bear do is will neutralize the threat and then take off. But it's really hard to play dead when someone's chewing on your face.
Oh, yeah, you make a good point.
This is why I love Canadians.
But Jeremy, can we ask, because the photos of yourself, a massive recovery. How long did it take you to recover? And have you ever been out in the bush again?
Well, I was in the hospital for over 5 weeks. 48 hours after being out of the hospital, I actually went back to the area where I was mauled, where my truck was parked. And I was out hunting pretty much that same day, 48 hours after being out of the hospital.
Oh, no way.
Man. You know what? Hey, we've met a million Australian surfers who've been attacked by sharks and they just went straight back in the water the moment they got the chance.
It's not a grizzly bear.
I understand. It's a non-furry bear, the shark. Yeah.
Jeremy, how close were you to dying?
Well, very close. Actually, that bite in the face was only... there's a lot more that happened after that. I mean, it was a total of 3 rounds I survived the grizzly bear. The third round, she actually came back, grabbed me by the back of the head and removed all the skin off my face, pulled my jaw out, and my left eye was hanging out of the socket, right eye was smashed in my head. All the injuries in total was all the ligaments in the right leg were severed at the knee. All the skin was removed off my head, my jaw hanging down. I had about a large chunk missing on my inner thigh, my right leg, and had all the puncture wounds on the side and a bunch in the back. After the third round, and picking up my pieces of my face off the ground, I knew it was the end. I was over 12 kilometers away from my truck at this point. There was no chance of me making it back. I actually tried to... how to put this lately, I actually tried to end it, like, because I knew I wasn't going to make it out, so I figured I'd go on my own terms, and that didn't work. Then I made the conscious decision to actually try to make it somewhere where somebody's going to find the body, and then eventually I made it to my truck, to my surprise.
12 wow. kilometers.
Yeah, so I hiked and crawled out a little over 12 kilometers, and from there drove another 22 kilometers for
what?
Help. Yeah, and then a short helicopter ride, about 30 minutes, to a town called Sundry, and Sundry to Calgary, which is about a 90-minute drive in ambulance. I was attacked around 9:36 a.m., and I made it to hospital around 9:17 that night.
Oh, my God. I've never, ever heard a story like this
Not
in
me
my
either.
Life.
This is absolutely remarkable. How much blood had you lost, Jeremy?
Well, I don't know. They didn't. The only time I remember them giving me blood was during the second day in the hospital. They gave me one unit of blood. I mean, they may have given me some throughout the surgeries, but that's all I know of at the time.
Was the skin on your face, when you said that it had been torn off, was it still hanging to you? Was it connected to you, or did you have to pick it up and take it with you?
So there was some that was still connected to me, but the majority of it was actually peeled off, and I ended up picking up off the ground. And I, on my way out, or before I left, I managed to put the pieces of my face in a T-shirt, put it on top of my head, and tie it around.
Wow. I see a photo with a young baby. Is that your...
That's my daughter.
And she was young at the time.
She was only 8 months. That was our first child, and this is actually the first time I was away for an extended period of time from my daughter.
Did you think about her during the attack?
I did. After I tried to get up and hike out, I actually ended up falling down one of the drainages, and I fell about 200-300 feet down into some boulders next to a creek, and that's where I kind of gave it up. Pulled on my phone to relax and play some music, and just so I can fall asleep and let things happen. The song that came on was my daughter's favorite nursery rhyme at the time. It was Baby Shark.
No,
wow.
The worst Straight. Song to everybody yeah. else, but that song means so much now to you.
Yes. So, you know, laying down in the bottom of this drainage, you listen to the creek, and Baby Shark was on repeat. And that gave me enough strength and motivation for me just to reach up to the next rock above me and start pulling myself up the hillside to try to make it somewhere where they're going to find me.
Can you tell?
Just going to say, you know, before we do let you go, I want to ask, you know, because, you know, we've got you on Zoom. We're able to see you, and, you know, just the scars of what's left is just remarkable. How many stitches and everything in the end? Because
and operations.
Well, there was, you know, a couple hundred staples and stitches just in my face, like my eyelids. I had them from my neck, came all the way up my face, split on my forehead, all throughout my cheeks, and all the way around my ears, the whole back of my head. There was two major surgeries that were over around 12, 13 hours long. And then there was a couple 6-hour ones in there. And then I had very small procedures where putting in tear ducts and adjusting my eyes and fixing the way my ears look and trying to make me a little bit more prettier.
They You're did a fantastic job, mate. They did. I mean,
yeah, they really did.
Sure, it's obvious that you've been through some rough and tumble, but you look remarkably normal for a bloke who had his head chewed on by a bear.
Well, they did a really good job, and I remember it wasn't until like week 4 in the hospital, the plastic surgeon, I finally met him. And he was looking at the pictures on the wall of my family and that, and he goes, I wish I would have had those during the surgery because I could have done a better job.
Okay. Well, look, I know you've told this story many, many times, Jeremy, and thank you for telling your story to us as our person of interest. It is just incredible. I don't think we've heard anything like it before.
No way. Nothing like it at all.
Yeah, and taking time out to call us from Alberta and be our person of interest. The book is Mauled. I'm sure they've made documentaries and movies. If they haven't made a movie, surely there's a movie in the works.
You know, nothing yet. No documentaries yet. Just right now I've been doing a lot of motivational speaking from the lessons I learned on that day. And I do a lot of talking about PTSD and how the treatments that I've received and how that worked for me. And then now I'm raising money for PTSD research and recovery methods. And once you're in treatment, how do you navigate through the system?
Yeah.
So currently I'm trying to raise money for a chair position at a university to do research into this to help many people that were in my situation or who suffer from PTSD.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, man, I love Canucks, and even more now. Jeremy, what a great chat. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
Hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy, thank you very much. That was amazing.
We really appreciate that. And
fascinating.
Yeah.
You're amazing, bros. You really are. Thank you.
Hope that wasn't triggering for you.
No, was it? Was it triggering for you?
No, it actually helps me every time I talk about it. It's therapeutic and it helps me out.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, mate, so glad you're still here, and really, again, appreciate your time.
No problem.
Hug your bubba for all of us.
Cheers,
man.
Thanks, mate.
All right, talk to you later, guys.
Thank you, bye. Right.
Wow. Wow.